Selling Yourself. Read Danny Wharton's article from the Globe and Mail, from Toronto, Canada, Selling Yourself. Protect your online reputation, the internet, and your job. More and more, job seekers are consulting the internet to verify their reputations online. It's not too far-fetched that suddenly you realize that there are things on the net that surprise you. When was the last time you Googled yourself, or anyone else for that matter? Do mysterious evaluations or anecdotes appear on your alumni page, revealing a crazy incident from years gone by? Does that political association you belonged to years ago still have you listed as active? Once the data is online, it will most probably stay. Consider the following. Communication Through the Internet by Elliot Howard. Information about you on the net. This public data is not all within your control. Companies are under no obligation to censor your information. Some social networking sites can't get it off. Once search engines have labeled you, it can be years before a contentious situation can be rectified. In a job interview, it would be better to spin stories that are most likely being revealed by the interviewer. An anecdote. Andrew Parker is a typical unemployed person. He has a day job. He also has a part-time activity where he's moonlighting, selling things on the net. Inadvertently, he made the mistake of putting his name online, associating him with his after-hour activities, namely another job. Since then, after several failed attempts at interviews, he has fixed the problem by contacting technicians to have the situation rectified for once and for all. Cultivating a reputation online. It is actually possible to have some control over your online persona. Of course, this is limited. Preparation. Consider the future. Use pseudonyms. This is obvious. Create an online character that you can use many times over. This way you can develop consistency. Exploiting the net. For all it's worth, the net can work in your favor. Use it. If you've been at an important conference that can help your career, try to get your name on the list that will be published on the internet site. Also, you can contribute to the conference blog. You can also use social networking sites like Facebook to promote yourself. Just remember that once you're online, it is hard to remove the information.